Judd Apatow demands Georgia voters oust Doug Collins after terrorist comments. By David N. G. on January 9, 2020. Judd Apatow, the Hollywood director behind such raunchy comedies as The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, is demanding that Georgia residents vote Representative Doug Collins, RGA, out of office, after the congressman accused Democrats of being in love with terrorists and mourning the death of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Apatow posted a tweet Thursday telling Georgia residents to register to vote in order to remove Rep. Collins from the House of Representatives. Rep. Collins made the comments Wednesday on Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network while talking about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. "I do not think she could become more hypocritical than she was during impeachment, but guess what? Surprise, surprise, Nancy Pelosi does it again. And her Democrats fall right in line," Rep. Collins said. "One, they are in love with terrorists, we see that. They mourn Soleimani more than they mourn our Gold Star families who are the ones who suffered under Soleimani. That's a problem. Soleimani was Iran's top military leader who was behind countless attacks on American forces in the region, resulting in numerous casualties." Rep. Collins' comments drew swift condemnation from Democrats, including former U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York Preet Bharara, who was fired by President Donald Trump. "Collins declaring Democrats are in love with terrorists is an abomination, a step beyond. Pathetic," Bharara tweeted. The left-wing Apatow has repeatedly mocked President Trump on social media, calling the commander-in-chief a sniveling lunatic and his supporters cult-like zombies. Following the airstrike ordered by President Trump killing General Soleimani on Friday, Hollywood stars expressed their condolences and apologized to Iran's Ayatollah on behalf of the American people. Actress Rose McGowan apologized to Iran and called the Trump administration a terrorist regime. "The USA has disrespected your country, your flag, your people. 52% of us humbly apologize," the charmed actress tweeted. "We want peace with your nation. We are being held hostage by a terrorist regime. We do not know how to escape. Please do not kill us." Oscar-winning filmmaker Michael Moore also apologized to Iran in a tweet and Instagram post written in Farsi. The director began his Instagram post by expressing his deep condolences for the acts of violence committed on our behalf by President Trump. He then begged the Ayatollah and the President of Iran to allow the American people to remove President Trump from office in a peaceful election or through impeachment via the Senate. Follow David NG on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me @dng@breitbart.com.